It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. 639 Americans so far have died in the war in Afghanistan. The most recent casualty was Lance Corporal Julian T. Brennan of Brooklyn. WNYC reporter Kathleen Horan spoke with his family, and she joins us now to talk about just one of the many stories of how wars abroad affect families here at home. Kathleen, good morning.
Hi, Richard.
So tell us a little bit about Julian Brennan.
Julian was 25 years old. He grew up in the D.C. area. They moved to Brooklyn a few years ago, and he joined the Marines 2 years ago.
Now, a lot of people join for many, many different reasons, and I guess Julian, he comes from a background that you wouldn't really expect that he'd join the military.
His parents are very artistic, as was he. He went to acting school. He was a natural performer. And yet he was really influenced by his grandfather, James, who was a war hero in Iwo Jima. And he was also deeply affected by the attacks of 9/11.
You spoke with his parents. I know you interviewed them. What did they tell you about why he joined the Marines?
For Julian, this is how he felt he could give service. He was taught to be politically engaged by his parents, and his mom, Thea, explains it well here in this clip.
You raised us to be involved. You took us into the voting booth with you every time you went. We went to all those marches on the Mall in Washington. You know, you raised us to believe we had to give back, and this is how I feel I can give back.
And in response, she said, no, 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 that's not what I meant. But, of course, he had already joined, and they ended up supporting his decision because it was right for him.
And his father was kind of happy that he left the fast life of New York?
Yeah, I mean, his father saw that his son was partying a lot, and he was kind of getting into that, you know, late night New York fast living life. But, you know, it was also very hard and difficult for his parents when he joined the military.
His parents actually said that his military training probably was helped by his theater background.
It was. You wouldn't think that. But when the sergeant yelled in his face, he saw that the sergeant was playing a role as opposed to taking it incredibly personally. And he also just used his humor. His father, Bill, had this to say about it.
The drill sergeants in boot camp. Brennan, that's the ugliest skull I've ever seen in my life. And he would come right back, yes, sir, ugliest skull, sir. And to the point where the other sergeants would stand around and give him, you know, guff because they knew he'd come back and make them laugh. Because once again, he understood the role. It was being the actor.
Now, how did his parents learn about his death? I mean, he was killed in a Humvee accident or a bombing in Afghanistan?
They said it was a classic thing that you hear about in the movies where two Marines come to the door. And they told him that their son had been killed.
Obviously, they spoke to you, so they were quite proud of his son, and they wanted to speak to the media?
They were cautious about it, but they really wanted the story of Julian to be told.
And I understand we can memorialize him later today and this week.
Correct. There's a local memorial in Prospect Park tonight at the Picnic House, and then Thursday they're going to Arlington, and part of his remains will be buried next to his grandfather, James. And the rest of his ashes will be scattered in Ireland.
Kathleen, you've covered funerals for a handful of military personnel, all from the New York area, over the last 7 years. You've also done dozens and dozens of obituaries. Are there any similarities or differences with these stories? I mean, we're not used to hearing so much about the people who lose their lives overseas, and we have to tell their story and kind of memorialize them.
Every life has unique details that only that life has. And we think of soldiers as the military, as one huge group, and they become faceless. But, of course, when you just go below the surface, each soldier is so unique, and there's always fascinating and incredibly moving details about each life.
To hear more about these remembrances, go to our website at WNYC.org. WNYC's Kathleen Horan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.